Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Blink and it'll be spring training. Like the pitchers and catchers report, and I think less than a month, and we'll have baseball once again. It'll be opening day before you know it, which means it's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline to talk to our friend, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, a pleasure talking to you. Hope winter is treating you well. I'm curious, we've talked a lot about this Orioles offseason so far. Corbin Burns gone, Anthony Santander gone. They made some additions, adding Charlie Morton and Sugano to the rotation, Kittredge to the bullpen, Tyler O'Neill, he's in the outfield now. They got a new backup catcher, Gary Sanchez. What do you think about what the Orioles have done this offseason?
I think they've addressed some needs. And as far as the quality of the needs, I think that's debatable. Now, they definitely needed some arms. I have no problem with getting veteran guys. I'm a big fan of landing veteran leadership. Are they going to be able to make it through a whole year? I wonder about that. I think injuries in baseball obviously have become pretty relevant. And so... understanding that, creating depth in the minor leagues, I don't know that we've still yet seen an Elias pitcher make it to the big leagues yet. So hopefully that's in the works too. They filled needs. I'll put mm-hmm. it, let's put it that way.
Well,
I'm not as excited. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I mean, yeah. As a fan, I was wishing there'd be more. I mean, golly, you got to replace Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander.
Mm-hmm.
Did we meet that criteria? I don't think so.
And Bordy, it just seems like they're really relying on all of these young guys to take the leap this year. But as things stand currently, and there's still time to make moves, but is this team better than last year?
No way. Not even close.
Yep.
I mean, plus with the injuries, and there's just so many question marks. I'm sure they're aware that when a pitcher gets Tommy John surgery, their command doesn't come for another year. I'm a little worried about Batista.
Mm-hmm.
It took him how many years just to harness command? Now he's had elbow surgery, and they're expecting him to be the same mountain he was a couple years ago. I hope so. Getting Bradish back at the halfway point and Tyler Wells. You know, that could be a good boost, but what are the guarantees there? I mean, they're not going to be the same for another year anyway. So if you're really hanging your hopes on that, I don't think that's very reliable, you know. So I just wonder, you know, about the depth. Guys definitely have to step up. I mean, that happens with every team, unless you're just full of proven veterans. You just young guys have to hopefully come to fruition a little bit and find more consistency at the major league level.
Well, and then there's the fact that, yes, the Yankees lost one of the best hitters, because he's kind of a butcher in right field. Yeah. Let's be real. One of the best hitters on the planet. But they've doubled down on superior pitching and bullpen. Boston added two legitimate arms and has a farm system that is far superior than Baltimore's right now. And how long is Tampa going to stay all the way down like they were last year, right? Like, you talk about decimated by injuries. It's been them for a couple of years running. Like, how much of a risk have they run, Bordy, that not only have they not tread water, but other teams are swimming past them?
Yeah, I think there's a big risk there, to be honest with you, because a lot of these teams have really good young players. I don't know if they have the young players to the caliber that the Orioles have, but they've got, and were aggressive this offseason to land some pieces to help complement. I think the Yankees losing Soto was pretty big, but I totally agree. I think he was a poor defender and a terrible base runner.
Yeah,
all he could do was hit. And yeah, sure, he's a great hitter, but I think Santander had more home runs. So, I mean, my gosh, you can kind of all numbers, skewing numbers is, you know, is the name of the game, I guess, nowadays. But yeah, the Yankees definitely made themselves better. The pitching is going to be ridiculous. And I'll tell you one thing, even the Blue Jays, even though I think they're overpaying right now and just making moves to make moves, at least they've made some moves that give a little interest, I think, to their fans. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And at least give the Blue Jay fans hope that there something else could happen big. So, yeah, I think we're all kind of hoping for a little bit more. But this is kind of intriguing in the sense I think we all still are waiting to see, or if this is indeed how far the Orioles go as far as their payroll and things like that. And if so, then they better do some hustling in player development. They've got to get the best player development people. They've got to get better scouts. They've got to be able to foresee and make trades, because I guess there's no way teams are going to be able to compete with the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the big market teams that, you know, could care less about the luxury tax. So they're going to go. So, but it's also been proven that small market teams can win.
Yeah.
But it's with talented players and timing of the moves. And, you know, hopefully that kind of stuff can happen for the Orioles, because I just don't think they're going to go out and drop $250 million on a player or two.
Talking to Mike Bordy, gets inside access here on the Fan. Bordy, on one hand, they've spent some money this offseason. They've raised payroll. I think it's around $150 million. It was like $90-something million a year ago.
No risk.
But there's, if Tyler O'Neill has a good year, he opts out after 1 year. They've still not given a legitimate multi-year deal to anybody. The last time they gave a multi-year deal to someone, I'm pretty sure it was Alex Cobb, and that was when Peter Angelos was still running things. Like, are you surprised with new ownership that we have seen similar commitment as far as contracts are concerned?
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I know that the Orioles have had to do a few things, sort of adjusting the stadium, pulling the fence in. So that might have something to do with payroll. And, of course, making the water park a little bit bigger out there in left field.
Priorities.
Anyway, I digress, for sure. And now I lost track of the actual question here.
Commitment, long-term deals. They have not given it.
Yeah, the long-term commitments. I think what happened is when new ownership came in and they took over the Angelos office and they sat down, I think Mr. Angelos left his little black book and it said, do not take chances on long-term deals, because he got burnt on every stinking one of them, it seemed. You know, Albert Bell, most guys that he signed long-term, it just didn't quite work out. So, yeah, the Orioles, I think, were snake-bitten in that regard. So maybe that's why they're holding out on the long-term deal. But, man, oh, man, wouldn't you love to see Gunnar Henderson here for a while, like maybe 10 years, to see what he could possibly do?
Don't hold your breath, brother.
Yeah, you could get him. I think you could get a couple of these guys a little bit cheaper than what we expect. But, you know, you're going to have to pay for a player like Gunnar Henderson. And you better pay now, because the price tag keeps going up every day.
Bordy, there's that, and we had Jim Bowden on the show the other day, and talking about the window is now. Adley Rutschman's arbitration eligible this year. Gunnar Henderson's arbitration eligible next year. You have a 2-3 year window, and then in the meantime, you might have to think about starting to trade some of these guys. Like, now is the time to be aggressive, because you have no long-term commitments on your payroll. And is there just part of you that worries that they're missing their window?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I've seen windows close up really fast. Like when I came to Baltimore in 97, we had back-to-back postseasons, thought the dynasty was in the making. And the next thing you know, the Yankees took over and the Orioles were non-existent for 14 years.
Yeah,
that's how it happened. And, you know, so when you see an opportunity, man, you just have to, especially a smaller market team. You have to. I appreciate sustainable success, but when there's an opportunity to hoist a championship trophy, wow, do you have to make a difference. And even the one or two moves that make everybody go, oh, my gosh, make them feel good, that can inspire a whole organization. And to be honest with you, I think the players are waiting for it. Mm-hmm. I think they're anticipating something big, and it's just not happening. Not yet.
Bordy, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the passing of Ricky Henderson this winter. Mm. You were fortunate enough to play with him in Oakland. I'm just curious your thoughts, any memories about Ricky Henderson.
Well, I really appreciate you asking that, man, because Ricky Henderson, in my opinion, was the best player certainly that I ever played with. Single-handedly could turn a game around, whether it be his defense, his base running, power. It was just incredible. Now, I was spoiled because I came up to the big leagues in 1990 and got to witness that MVP season, and he was already a legend. And he ended up playing longer than any of us. You know, I mean, the guy was incredible. He was a true thoroughbred on the bases and loved the game. He was so passionate about the game. Everything he did on the field was out of just pure love and respect for the game. Now, he was the first official kind of showboat guy,
yeah,
you know, but man, oh man, did he back it up every night. Every night. I loved it. He was a great guy. I loved him in the clubhouse, and I think to a man, every player probably felt the same way. He just enjoyed the game, and it was a treat to be around him.
I want to let the people know, in 1991, Mike Bordick and Ricky Henderson combined for 61 stolen bases.
Wow.
Big number.
Bordick got three.
Well, put him over, to 60, though. Yeah. Got him over the 60.
He did. Bordick, always great talking to you, man.
Thanks, brother.
Can't wait till it warms up and we talk to you more.
All right, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, coming up next, League at Large. We start previewing these football games. We're going to hear from Andy Reid and Sean McDermott. It's the championship weekend, and we'll hear from the coaches next here on The Fan.